So, with me this morning is Jess Gibson from the TN Card.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. I've got a gorgeous young lady sitting opposite me this morning. It's really made my day. I just hope Mrs. isn't listening. If she is, I shall go home very quickly.
That's fine, I can take over.
I'm going to put your microphone up.
I said, that's no problem, you go home, I'll take over.
She said, let's say it again.
I said, you go home, John, I'll take over.
Fine,
I'm quite
right,
happy here.
I'll go down the pub then. Okay. So, Jess, TN Card, initially we're here to talk about the Teddy Trail.
We are, Monday morning, let's talk teddies.
As I said, I don't mind people wearing them.
We're steering back to the TN Teddy Trail, thank you, John.
Okay.
I've got a little present for you.
Oh, it's a TN Card, colour me in
Sadly,
Teddy Trail.
Sadly, I don't have any sweeties for you this morning, but I do have a Teddy Trail. Oh. I thought you'd never ask. Thank you, John. I've got sweeties already. So that's your trail sheet, John. So you follow the trail along Tunbridge High Street, find the answers to these lovely little questions, and you can win some lovely prizes.
So it's not age limit?
Do you know what? I've had adults do it without children. Yes.
Right.
So you're never too old.
And when does it run out?
Teddy trail. So it's running through the summer. So I'm a parent myself. I know how expensive the summer holidays can be and how hard it is to think of new things to do with the children every day. So I thought, you know, let's create a fun, free activity for children to get people into Tunbridge High Street. So there are 20 independents on the trail. You have to visit 10. You can find participating businesses through looking for a little teddy in their window. And then, as you can see some of the questions there, John, you have to ask the owners of the business some fun questions. And once you have 10 answers, you can drop your sheet off and get a certificate and sticker.
Oh,
so John,
great.
I should have brought you a little certificate.
Well, I'll go past the pottery box.
Well, there you go.
First one,
okay,
so
what's the question for the pottery box?
How many coloured paints do we have?
So you can't guess that. You have to ask.
And Planet JJ, what is Owner Joe's favourite board game? Well, they don't open until about midday.
Ah, yes.
So I know that. Zilch Zero Waste. Now, they're down Barden Road, aren't they,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Emma Louise.
Finch House, how much is a baby chino? I'd only have hot chocolate when I go in there. I don't qualify on a TN card for hot chocolate.
No. Well, you can get 10% off your hot drink in the afternoon, but I'll tell you about that later.
Okay, so we've got Flower Smith, Grey's Paws Cat Cafe.
Have you been to Paws before, John?
No, I try to keep away from cats.
Okay.
They like scratching me.
Well, you can pick 10 of those 20 businesses, yeah. And every time you go into one of those businesses, you get some sweeties. I mean, you're fully stocked already, but if you run out, you can do the trail.
That's my diabetes world.
Exactly. And then there are some lovely prizes for the kids too. So there are 4 teddy bears to win, and some of our local businesses have donated fun days out, like Dino Golf and Clip and Climb.
Well, that sounds
Bubble
good.
Show at the theatre. But yeah, it's free. And as well as giving children a fun activity, it's hopefully getting more footfall into some of our independents.
Yeah, because Tunbridge High Street is looking a bit barren at times, isn't it?
Well, I think Tunbridge is doing well, but generally our independents are finding it harder now than they ever have done. Mm. You know, they've gone through the pandemic and now we've got all other kinds of issues. And footfall is just dropping dramatically.
Yeah, I noticed the decline in Tunbridge when you get 2 charity shops closed.
We have a good fair share of charity
shops.
Yeah,
but Age UK closed and so did Sue Ryder.
But do you know what, though, John? We have some new independents opening. We have some really great businesses there. And sometimes you just have to look up, you know, stop going along the beaten track and to enjoy which independents we do have. You know, Nancy's Tea Rooms just
Very
tucked
nice.
Away off the high street. A yeah. lovely cup of tea there. We've got an independent music store. We've got accessories, we've got fashion, we do have some, you know, we're sorted for lots of things, children's toys, soft toys,
anything for ancient people like me.
Exactly. Yeah, but also this trail is just for retail. We'll be doing a trail for food and drink.
Oh,
and
okay.
One for the adults too, because lots of grown-ups have said, what about us?
Exactly.
So we'll have one for the bars and restaurants further down the line.
Sounds good. So, we're going to come back about the story of the TN card and
yes.
came about after we've had Born in the USA from Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. With me this morning on West Kent Today, Jess Gibson from the TN Card. We're talking about the TN Teddy Trail. And obviously something like this takes a bit of funding to put on. So how do you do it?
Well, I have lots of fantastic businesses, that independent businesses, that want to support the TN Card because they can see that it's really great for the community. And one of my TN partners, so a business that provides a reward for members, is ABMV. And I was having a meeting with Lucinda from ABMV.
What's ABMV?
Chartered Accountants. So you'll actually find them on the Teddy Trail, because that's where you drop off your sheets to. But they sit on the high street at the top end. And we were brainstorming things that we could, fun things we could do in the community. And I had the idea of the Teddy Trail. And they love that idea. They're really keen to put back and give back to the community as much as they can. So they've helped fund the printing. And they're helping me share the word about the Teddy Trail. But yes, so when people have completed their trail sheets and done their colouring, you can see that there's a, on the front cover, there's a separate colouring competition.
Yes.
John's been busy with his crayons during that break.
I'm not allowed crayons.
Well, if you do some good colouring, you could be on the wall of Art Spring Gallery, John. That's okay. So,
well, it might change from the graffiti.
Exactly. So yes, when you drop off your trail sheet, you drop it into ABMV and they'll give you your certificate and sticker. So they're kindly helping me with logistics too, because I don't have a base on the high street. That's where you can drop your trail sheets to. But if you want to collect a trail sheet, you can either download it from the TN Card website. There's a page there about the trail, or you can pick up a trail sheet from any of the businesses that are in the trail. So just look for a Teddy
and you can go in
and get your
get a trail sheet.
Exactly.
Sounds great fun.
And I know you've been looking at my Facebook page as well during the break.
So if you do a search on Facebook for the TN Card, it comes up, and we discovered a picture of me and Jess.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been going a little bit overboard with the whole teddy thing. I think the heat's going to my head. So I've been running around town with a teddy bear, putting him in some great poses. So every day off the trail on TN Card Facebook page, you can see Teddy in one of the businesses on the trail or somewhere else. It doesn't have to be on the trail. And you have to guess where Teddy is from the photo, and one person every day wins a three-month TN card, which is quite handy during the summer holidays.
Yes. So how did the TN card come about?
Good question. Well, my background is marketing, and before the TN card, I spent 10 years as a social media manager, and I really fell in love with social media as a way to promote and sell and market really cheaply, really quickly. It's very immediate, and you can reach a lot of people very easily. So I loved social media as a great way to market small businesses. And I was also working with lots of small businesses through that. And I had four young sons. I had a parenting blog about raising sons. And part of the blog would be about reviewing days out and local restaurants. So I was building relationships with lots of local businesses there. And one day I was walking through Tunbridge Wells. It was actually around Camden Road, and I saw another unit close, another independent gone, and I just thought, there must be another more practical way that I can support these independents. And as all great ideas come, it was over a drink with some friends. I said to my friends, you know, I'd really like to do a loyalty card. I love a loyalty card myself. So why don't I produce something just for the independents to get everyone... Well, to give people rewards for supporting local and therefore getting more people into through the doors of the independents. So that's where it comes about. And the premise is, I never charge a high street business a penny. High street business can join free of charge. The only ask is that they reward TN Card members for supporting local. And that reward can be anything they choose. So it's not just a discount card. It's a reward card. So a small independent cafe, for example, can give a cup of tea on their house when someone comes in for lunch. It can be whatever they want. That's their entry point. And then in return, they're on the app and the website. I promote them through events, social media, newsletters. I have a shopping guide at Christmas and all these free events, which hopefully just remind the public of them and why they're special and why we need to be supporting the people behind the brands. Because I think it's really easy to walk past a shop on your way to Boots, for example, but if you know the people and the story and the love that's gone into that brand, you're more likely to go there and return again and again. And obviously with the TN card, the more you use it, the more you support local, the more it gives back.
Yeah, so we first met, I don't remember that, it was at the Christmas thing at the Tunbridge Castle.
Yes, Castlemas, exactly.
That's Castlemas, yes. And we signed up there, and having just moved and I said, I lost my card, contacted you, and you said...
What did I say to you? You're worrying me now.
No, no.
Was it good customer service?
It was very good customer service.
Good.
Go to the website, put your details in, and download the app.
Yeah. I kind of come in through... the TN card is, for me, it's about community and doing good and making a difference first, and then the business comes second, which is not the wisest decision, really. I think my family would say, hey, come on, let's make this a business. But I genuinely am passionate about supporting local. And also, there's a West Kent Mind element. So from the very start, I wanted to use the TN card to raise money for West Kent Mind. I've always been honest about my own struggles with depression and my mental health. And just before launching the TN card, I went to a documentary about the high suicide rates in young men. And I'm raising 4 young men. And before I'd even got a logo together or the website launched, I'd gone to West Kent Mind and said, can I support you? So 10% of all memberships go to that charity.
And the membership is quite reasonable. Is it less than 50p a week?
It's Monday morning. I haven't had enough coffee. It sounds about right.
Well, we'll come back after we've had Dermot Kennedy, Something to Someone. But before that, we have this. Something to Someone, Dermot Kennedy, and someone to us this morning is Jess Gibson from the TN card. And we were just talking while Dermot was singing, because we're rude like that, about the state of local businesses in the area, because how many have closed in the last week?
Yes, John, I was just saying that 4 businesses that I know very well have told me in the last week that they're closing, and it's gutting, really, isn't it? It's such a tough time for people. You know, the businesses that have kept going through COVID, you know, they had a bit of financial assistance maybe, that this year, with the economic downturn, they're already seeing less footfall. And it's just, you know, with fuel prices going up, cost of living going up, it's really, really scary out there.
Well, I was listening yesterday morning to the radio, not West Kent Radio, I have to say, because I'm not really awake on a Sunday morning. It was they were talking about fuel costs.
Yeah.
And churches, charities, good causes have to pay business rates for fuel, gas and electricity. They don't pay domestic. And business, there is no cap.
Mm.
So there's one church down in Hampshire that last July, their electricity bill was £70. They're open 7 days a week, different activities for young and old alike, sometimes providing meals. This July, it was over £1,000.
Good grief.
And so this obviously is going to have an effect on small businesses.
Social implication. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, the problem is a small business can't turn around and say to their customer, our prices... The prices we're paying have doubled, therefore we're passing on the cost to you. The customer doesn't understand that, so they have to swallow the cost, and there's only so long you can do that for, which is why we need people to get back into the high street. Of course it's easier to shop online, but you sit opposite Stampede. Donna Marshall offers fantastic customer service with shoe fitting, and yes, you could get your children's shoes online, but if you go to her, you'll get honest service. She'll tell you whether your children have grown out of those shoes or not, which you don't get elsewhere. She knows her customers by name. She knows the children. She follows them as they grow up, and she genuinely cares about getting the right shoes for you. You don't get that if you shop online. So there is a reason to support our independence. And also, they provide the character of every town. We don't want an identikit town. We want to walk through Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge and see character and uniqueness and personality.
Yeah. So, being a community station as we are at West Kent Radio, let's get something sorted out, and then as autumn approaches...
I would be over the moon. I would absolutely love to relieve you of your radio duties half an hour a week and just, you know, take over the mic and get some of our independent business owners in. I think it would be wonderful.
Well, let's just see, we've got 2 mics your side of the desk.
Okay, so
we can
you're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere, no. I can't afford the pay cut.
Oh, of course.
You know, we all
that would be wonderful. It would be really great, because for me, I want to give the owners of my TN partners a voice and to get them front of mind, and I think the radio is an exciting medium. I've done podcasts before, but there's nothing like being live. So, yeah, let's get some of our independents in here.
Yeah, we can, because if they've got a TN card sticker in their window, we can give them a West Kent Radio sticker as well.
I'm sure they'll be very excited. Do they get the wine gums too, or is that just me?
That's just you. There's gummy fruits this morning because, believe it or not, both Aldi and Lidl have run out of wine gums.
Oh, you there's need to go to an independent sweet shop. Well, that's where you're going wrong.
Now, there's a good one that's just opening up in Tunbridge. Tell us about that one.
Well, I just, when I'm out and about, I'll take photos when I see new signage going up. But I can't remember the name. What's it called, John? You won't find it on the trail yet. They're not open. But there's a traditional sweet shop opening up in Tunbridge in the next month or two. They've got a sign up, so I'll keep everyone updated.
You put it on your website. On your team card, yes.
If I did.
You did, yeah. Let's see if I can find it.
But you were asking what the cost was of the TN card, and it's 6p a day.
Yes.
So there you go. And that gives you a digital card. You cannot pay £5 for a printer card if you want to go old school. But the digital card is through the app. So the app is a really great way to see what rewards are out there. So if you're walking along the high street, it picks up your location. It shows you with a pinpoint which businesses are part of the TN card. You can also search, so you can search by category if you're after food and drink, retail shopping, kids rewards. You can do all that. And you can also set your preferences. So you can say that I'm John, I live in Tunbridge. I'm interested in what you're interested in. Alcohol? Sweets?
Occasionally. Sweets.
Yeah, yep. There you go. And you can put that into the app. And then you get alerts as and when things come up. Yep. But also it's a great way to know about events. So once or twice a month, the TN card hosts free events for members. And those events are all about, again, connecting members with the business owners.
Yes, I noticed that one that came through, I noticed, was it yesterday?
Well, I've got one tomorrow, a big summer party tomorrow night. So if you fancy getting your glad rags on, it's just down the road here in Camden Road. So the Black Horse, free party, DJ. We've got some grazing platters put on by Teresa at the Black Horse, free Prosecco, 10% off Pimm's. From the cocktail bar outside. I've got a magician coming, goodie bags for everyone. So, and that's totally free, and it's all about connecting members with new independents. So, you know, they go through the goodie bag and they get some coffee beans from Tunbridge Wells Coffee Roastery. They're more likely to go to Peter going forward. And,
yes.
Yeah, and they're good fun too. But obviously non-members are very welcome. They just have to make a small donation to West Kent Mind.
And, of course, they can join.
Absolutely, so, exactly. Yeah. So lots of great events coming up too.
So you're
going to
be there?
Yes, I host all these events.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't come tomorrow night. I'm otherwise occupied.
Oh,
talk about that during the break.
okay.
But the sweet shop is Mr. Sims in the
pavilion.
There you
go. I think they've got quite a few. They've got 7 or 8. Yeah,
but, you know, good.
Very good. It's nice to see new business coming into Tunbridge. It always helps. And they're right next to Rob at Flowersmiths as well, so you... Sweets for the kids, flowers for the grown-ups.
Yeah, so I went into Rob's Valentine's Day. They'd run out of red roses.
Had they?
And I bought a pink one.
Beautiful.
And I then discovered when I gave it to the person concerned, she loved pink roses but hated red ones. So
you lucked out then, John. I'm not a fan of the red rose either. Much prefer a blush or a white rose. But I feel like we're deviating here.
I don't like roses. They always prick me, yeah. Right, so we're going to come back after Justin Hayward and Forever Autumn. Justin Hayward, Forever Autumn from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. Fantastic album, and just going on tour again now with an up-to-date cast. And I wonder if you get a discount with TN card, go to that.
Maybe, John. I have to say, I'm very sorry that I've been filming you. I'm trying to get some content for TikTok, which is...
So how do people find you? How people find you on TikTok?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. You just look for the TN card, one word, and it'll come up. But yeah, your lovely face will be my content this evening.
I've got a face for radio, not for television.
Oh well, you know, this could be, you know.
Right, we were talking about value. It worked out about 6p a day for the TN card, of which obviously it's an annual subscription. But you're saying that. You can go somewhere and you will get a drink or something that's going to be worth several pounds.
Absolutely. Also, as I said...
Aha. Now we'll try that again.
He's been cutting me off on the mic.
I have indeed, sorry.
Well, at least I'm back in the room now. Thank you, John. So, yeah, I mean, it's 6p a day. 10% of that goes to Westcombe Mind. But some of the rewards are so generous. They're all chosen by the business themselves. But if you go to Kingdom in Penzurst, which is the most beautiful place, and John, you need to go, you get a complimentary kombucha. Don't look at me like that. That's fermented tea, and it's very good for your gut health, John. Or you can get a coffee on the house from Kingdom, or you can go to Havet in Tunbridge or Tunbridge Wells to get a glass of Prosecco with your meal, or the Lyle in Tunbridge Wells have recently joined, and they give you one of their signature cocktails with your meal. So there are fantastic rewards. Mm. It's not just discounts, it's treats and little extra. And also I'm working with the theatres too. So you'll often find last-minute deals for Trinity Theatre or E.M. Forster in Tunbridge. And Assembly Hall, they give a discount on their annual membership. So there's lots of great stuff that you can enjoy.
Well, we publicise both the Trinity and the Assembly Hall theatres here. So if we can, we'll work in something like the TN card sometime.
Fantastic.
It'll have to come from them because they're copyrighted.
Well, I've been speaking to Sean at Trinity a lot recently because a few months back I organised a maker's market at Trinity as part of their community work, and we're organising at the moment the Christmas one. So it's the 2nd of December, 7 till 10 p.m. And TN makers are able to have a table free of charge. And there'll be the bar. We'll have the Panto crew doing songs. We've got massage. It's free for TN members and Trinity members. And only £3 on the door for everyone else. But there'll be, we'll have all our producers. So cheese, alcohol, sweets, basically everything you need for Christmas. And some wonderful local makes. And that's just one of the things that I'm working on at the moment. So I think I mentioned the Christmas shopping guide too, which will be...
Well, we're talking off air about that. So yeah. Tell us about the Christmas shopping guide.
So this will be the third year that there's a Christmas shopping guide. And as I said, it's all about providing a toolkit to market independent businesses. And I love at Christmas time landing on your doorstep, just beautiful brochures from the White Company and with inspirational Christmases. And I was like thinking it would be lovely to have a luxury publication like that, just full of the independence. So I can't say that it's at that level, the White Company, but I'm trying my best. So it's A5, lovely matte finish, luxury publication. And last year it was posted out to 1,600 members direct. And this year will be to 2,000. And everyone inside is an independent. And it just gives you some shopping inspiration.
I can come on to that in a minute, because we're going to talk about Christmas after we've had... Last time now with Jess for a while on the TN card. What special events have you got coming up?
I don't know. Have you turned my mic back on yet? Yes.
You're
not catching me out again, John. Events, off the top of my head. So we've got the summer party tomorrow. And then 7th of October, we're at the Zero Waste Company on the Pantiles. They have a wonderful ethical emporium, which Holly and Lottie launched a couple of months back, where they have local makers on their shelves. And 10 of those local makers are TN partners, so we're having a cocktail evening. Members can come in and meet those makers, enjoy some fabulous cocktails and some good food, and it's basically just a social, really. That's September. We've also got a fundraiser with the Finance Hub. So Gillian Palmer at the Finance Hub, down just off the Pantiles. She opened last year, and she's really keen to support Westcombe Mind, as I am. So we're going to have a party and an auction. So members can come along and bid for some money can't buy lots. So a day out in Tunbridge Wells, or, you know, you get picked up by a chauffeur and you get this, that, and that. It's going to be really fun. Lots of drink, probably. And Goringes will be organising the auction for us. So that's on the events directory. And then, of course, we've got our Trinity Makers Market. And I'll be involved with Castlemas too. So members can go along to Castlemas. It's running for 10 days this Christmas. And they can get 10% off in the market. So there's lots to look forward to. I need to organise some more events in Sevenoaks and Tunbridge. So if any businesses are listening and would like to host an event, please get in touch.
Now, you talked about Hushies.
Oh, yes. How could I forget? So it's not Hush Heath anymore. It's Balfour Winery. So they are one of the top English wine producers. in the region, actually across England, and they are very generously hosting a member tour of the winery with wine tastings. And usually the tickets are £60 each, but they're free for members, which is absolutely amazing. Non-members can attend as well, but they have to pay, obviously, John.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really much looking forward to that.
It's going to be wonderful.
That's a Sunday morning. I believe it's the end of September. But yes, I should have written down all my dates. If you go to the tncard.com/events, everything is listed there. But there are so many that I'm organising, and I can't tell you all the dates.
Right, so tncard.com/events. Or just go to tncard.com and give you everything about TNCard.
Thank you, John. Yes, but the app is available on iOS, App Store, and Android as well.
Yeah. Go to the website first. Because I prefer going to the website first because it's bigger to look at.
You're quite old school. I'm getting a feel for this. Yeah.
No, I can see things on a laptop or a desktop PC, but I struggle on a phone.
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of being short-sighted and whatever.
I think I might have to send you a printed membership card too, John. Would that help?
Well, I've now got it on my phone, so that's pretty good going.
And don't forget to go on the Teddy Trail as well. It runs until the 26th of August, so that's a Friday. So get your trail sheets into ABMV, and then we'll be announcing the winners the following week so children can collect their teddy bears and their tickets for days out before they go back to school.
Right, so 26th of August is
a Friday.
Yes. So if you email me,
yes,
I can tell the winners on the Monday morning, bank holiday weekend.
That would be brilliant. Yes, thank
you. So we can give the result there.
Great.
Thank you very much, Jess, for coming in.
Thank you so much, John. And I'm looking forward to our new segment launching in October.
Yep,
well, I feel like you're committed now since you said something live on air.
I've been committed for years.
And thank you so much for the gummy sweets. They've given me an energy boost on a Monday morning.
Good.
Very much needed.
Right. Thank you very much,
Jess.
Thank
you so much. Take care.